Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw podcast. This is the Raw Sports segment where I look back on the sports stories from yesterday and prepare you for the sports stories of today. So let's get into it. Game one of the NBA Finals will be tonight between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. This is the fourth consecutive year that the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors will meet for the NBA Finals. Not too many people are giving the Cleveland Cavaliers a chance. They're picking Golden State in five. Some are saying Golden State may sweep Cleveland. In 2015, Golden State beat Cleveland. Andre Iguodala was the finals MVP. They beat Cleveland in five games. In 2016, the Cavaliers came back from a 3-1 deficit and won in game seven. LeBron James was the finals MVP. Last year, Golden State beat Cleveland in five games. Kevin Durant was the NBA Finals MVP. So will this be the year that Steph Curry gets the Finals MVP? Will LeBron get Finals MVP in a losing effort? Will LeBron get Finals MVP in a winning effort? Will Kevin Durant get NBA Finals MVP? Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, you know, we'll see. Game one is tonight. So this is the fourth year in a row that these guys are going to meet for the championship. So we'll see what happens. And other news related to the Cleveland Cavaliers, Demarius Randle, who's a free safety for the Cleveland Browns, put a tweet out on May 23rd saying whoever retweeted his tweet, he would buy them a Cleveland Cavaliers jersey if the Cavs won the NBA Finals. The Twitter has announced that between May 23rd and May 29th, Mr. Randle had the most retweets between those 6 days, and as of 1 a.m. Thursday, he had 924,000 retweets, which came out to about $77.7 million in jerseys that he's responsible for right now. So if the Cavs win, he'll be responsible for about $77.7 million worth of jerseys. Demarius Randle, he said, I thought I would only receive about 100 retweets, but he said he doesn't know, you know, how he's going to pay for the jerseys. Hopefully he can get some charitable donations to help him pay for it. So we'll see how that goes as far as that's concerned. And last night in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 2, the Washington Capitals beat the Golden Knights of Las Vegas 3-2. That series is now tied 1-1. Game 3 will be Saturday back in Washington. So Washington looks to go up 2-1 in that series. So game three will be Saturday in the Stanley Cup Finals. Also, in other news, soccer news, for you soccer fans, this is not football, this is soccer. But the coach of Real Madrid, Zinedine Zidane, he stepped down today at a news conference scheduled on short notice Thursday. The 45-year-old confirmed he would step down following Saturday's 3-1 victory over Liverpool. That made him the first coach to lift the European Cup 3 years in a row. He said, I am doing this for the good of the team. This is what the coach said. He said, it would have been difficult for me to win again next year. There have been good moments, but also difficult times. I do not forget that. And at this club, you must know this. I do not want to start a season and have a bad time. I want to end with Real Madrid when everything is going well. I did it as a player and now again as a coach. This is the right moment to end things well. And that's what he said. So the coach for Real Madrid, Zinedine Zidane, stepped down today. He shocked the football world, which we know it's not football. It's the soccer world. But, you know, they believe it's football. But I'm here to tell you it's not football. It's soccer. So tonight is game one of the NBA Finals. Hopefully we're going to be having former candidate for city council Isaiah Thomas joining me as a special guest to recap every game in the NBA Finals, breaking down the plays, what we saw, and you know what we think will happen in the next game. So stay tuned for that. So make sure that you guys follow Ike Raw, subscribe to the podcast on Anchor, Raw Talk with Ike Raw, also on Twitter at Ike Raw 1977, Instagram, Facebook at North Philly Ike Raw. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.